This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Drilled in the air, deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Get out the tape measure for Seiya Suzuki. Deep fly ball to right center off the bat of Seiya. Back near the wall. Gone. Seiya Suzuki.
He is super deserving. There's great players all over the place. But Seiya's having an all-star year. There's no question about it.
Tough to parse out the words of one Craig Counsell describing Seiya Suzuki and what has been a great season. 25 home runs, that's a new career high, well before the All-Star break. 77 RBI, also a career high, and also the major league leading total as we continue the conversation about baseball. Here on Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla. Mark, let's talk about it. Seiya Suzuki, should he be an All-Star, yes or no? Straight up, should Seiya Suzuki be an All-Star? Should he be on the National League All-Star team?
Yes.
Okay, who are you taking off?
I don't know.
That's the thing. My whole thing with this whole snub thing and this idea that players are snubbed, you're either taking people off or you're changing the rules. Like, what is the method you would use?
I'm just saying he's good enough to be an All-Star. Okay. I understand how the All-Stars work. I understand that the fans vote on it. I understand, too, then that it's up to the manager to select. So quite honestly, Marshall, I don't get all bent out of shape over snubbery and snubs, but I can honestly say, yes, Seiya Suzuki has played well enough to be an All-Star, but I'm not doing the whole exercise of who you take off the list.
Well, lucky for you, I'm here.
Oh, Jesus.
And I've already done this exercise in my head. Also on paper.
Now I can't leave.
I want to start with this. Seiya Suzuki has not had a better year than Shohei Ohtani. Would you agree with that statement?
Seiya Suzuki has not had as good of a year as Shohei Ohtani. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
sir. I agree with that.
I just need you
to
follow me down the path.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I heard it correctly, so I said it again, and I say you are correct. Seiya Suzuki has not had as good of a season as Shohei Ohtani.
Okay,
yes,
let's
sir.
Do this again.
Yes, sir.
Seiya Suzuki has not had as good a year as Kyle Schwarber.
Has not had
as good a year as Kyle Schwarber.
Is that true? I would say that he has had a better year than Kyle Schwarber, yes.
Okay.
I'd say he's had a better year than Kyle Schwarber, yes.
So let's talk about it. Schwarber, 27 home runs to Seiya's 25. Okay.
Okay.
Looking at the slash line for Kyle Schwarber.
Here we go.
251 batting average.
Yes.
383 on base.
Yes. Very
good. A 541 slug.
Okay.
Okay. So Seiya Suzuki, his 561 slug is better than Kyle Schwarber's 541 slug. His on-base percentage of 319, not as good as the 383.
Not as good.
His batting average of 263.
Better.
Look, you know how to play the game. Let's go to OPS Plus. So the OPS Plus is 148 for Seiya Suzuki. It's 152 for Kyle Schwarber. Mm. You with that?
Okay. So we call that a wash?
It's close enough that you could take a look and be like, about the same.
Neither has pulled away from the other.
The WAR, 2.8 for Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
2.1 for Seiya Suzuki.
Okay. All right.
So what I'll say is there's a
case
that can be made.
Pretty close.
But I can't decisively say he's definitely had a better year than Kyle Schwarber.
That's close. But you're right. Yeah.
Okay. Let me point your attention to what I think is the biggest Cub snub going. Michael Busch is the biggest Cub snub going.
Okay.
Michael Busch should be on the National League All-Star team as a backup first baseman. And you're wondering, why am I so hot on Michael Busch compared to what we just talked about with Seiya Suzuki? The answer is simple. Michael Busch has been an absolute beast. And not just of late. And I'll say it like this. The reason he's not a National League All-Star, the fault resides in one man's hands. And that would be his manager, Craig Counsell. Because he didn't trust him against left-handed pitching enough. So he didn't get as many opportunities to prove himself. Let's start with this. Michael Busch ranks fourth amongst all major league first basemen with a 297 batting average. And you're thinking fourth. It's like, oh, there's three guys better, right? Let me keep going. On base percentage, he's second among all first basemen. In fact, he's 11th in all of Major League Baseball with a 384 on base percentage. His slug, first at 566 among all first basemen. In fact, he's fifth in Major League Baseball in slug. His OPS, first among all first basemen. In fact, sixth in Major League Baseball, and that leads the Cubs. There's some pretty good players on the Cubs to say, I have the highest OPS of anyone in the lineup. Kyle Tucker, Pete Kerr Armstrong, the aforementioned Seiya Suzuki. Home runs. Where would you guess he ranks among Major League first basemen in home runs? Michael Busch. Just guess.
Fifth?
Third. Only two off the pace behind Spencer Torkelson, and Pete Alonso. In WAR, he's at 2.7, just off the pace between Alonso and Matt Olson's 2.9. His adjusted OPS plus is 170. That's first among all Major League first basemen and also fifth in Major League Baseball. His weighted runs created plus, 166. First among all Major League first basemen and fifth in Major League Baseball. He should be a backup first baseman for the National League over Matt Olson. He has had a better year than Matt Olson. I think why Matt Olson was selected as the backup first baseman, reputation one, but also two, the games at Truist Park. Who does Matt Olson play for? The Braves. So Michael Busch, in my eyes, is a bigger snub than Seiya Suzuki. And I'm not saying Seiya Suzuki doesn't have a case. He's just a bigger problem.
You know what else I conclude from hearing all of that from you and well laid out? Impossible to disagree when you put it the way you just did. But guess what I also conclude from that is that Craig Counsell has done a great job with Michael Busch. That's the one part that I'll disagree with you on. You said that Craig Counsell is the reason.
I can't wait for this.
That Michael Busch is not an all-star because he doesn't have maybe the at-bats. He didn't bat against lefties a lot of the time. Look what the numbers are. Look at how great Michael Busch has been this year, to the point where you're saying this man should be in. If life was fair, if life worked the way it is supposed to, then Michael Busch would be an all-star. That says to me, whether people want to believe it or not, that Craig Counsell has used this player perfectly. He has put him in positions to succeed constantly and to boost his confidence for, again, a second-year player in Major League
And you're
Baseball.
Saying this because he refuses to play him against left-handed
pitching. I'm saying that he has, I guess if you want to put it as refuses, I put it as this is what Craig Counsell thinks is best to put this player for this Cubs lineup in the best position to succeed, and it has worked. It has worked. Michael Busch has run up some massive numbers this year in Craig Counsell's lineup to the point where you just told us for the last 5 minutes the reasons why Michael Busch should be an all-star.
That's a good take.
Do you see the smile on my face, Grody?
Yeah.
That means you've just come right into my den, right where I wanted you to come to. I wanted you to come to that conclusion.
What conclusion? What conclusion?
Before I lay out my next evidence
that,
for you.
That Craig Counsell has put him in
a
position
a
to succeed.
Thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. This is Michael Busch's third season playing Major League Baseball, correct?
Is it second? Is it his third?
Yeah, it's his third season. He played a little bit 2 years ago. And yet last year
was his first full season. He played for the Dodgers?
Yeah.
He did. Okay. I barely remember that, okay.
It's his first.
I don't know why I thought last year he was a rookie, but.
Last year was his first full season.
Definitely his first full season. I just didn't know he had played for the Dodgers.
Can I give you some information real quick to just.
On last season?
Yeah.
Sure.
How about his splits from last year when, you know, he played against more righties because there's more right-handed pitching than there is left-handed pitching. Let me give you these splits. Against right-handed hitters last year, he hit .246. Against left-handed pitchers, he hit, make sure I'm looking at this right, .258. Last year,
how many left-handed pitchers did he face, by the way?
100 plate appearances against left-handed pitching.
And against righties?
.467.
Okay.
.467.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, .467.
So .567 total.
Okay.
His on-base percentage against righties, .336. His on-base percentage against lefties, .330. His slug against righties, .452. His slug against lefties, .382. If you add that up, you'll see a guy who has a nearly 800 OPS against righties. Against lefties, his OPS was still over 700. So a bit of a fall off, mainly because of the slug. But again, a higher batting average against lefties than righties last year.
But 467 at-bats against righties, smaller sample size against lefties. Yeah. So I can't buy into that.
You can't buy into a guy who hit .258 against lefties?
That's good. That's good.
Would you not say that maybe he should have been given more opportunities against lefties, period?
I mean, there's a case to be made for it even now, I suppose. But how can you argue with the hyper success that Michael Busch has had in this first half of the season with where and how Craig Counsell used the guy?
Because I can look at the hyper failure of the Cubs against lefties and say maybe if Michael Busch had been in there with his plate discipline,
maybe. No, I mean,
okay.
No, I'm not just trying to play devil's advocate here. I mean, this is one of those things, like, I get it. I understand. Like, we went through this with Albert Almora with Joe Maddon, and people were screaming, you've got to let this, stop platooning Albert Almora, you've got to play. Everybody was all over Joe Maddon, and in the end, Joe Maddon was right because he put Albert Almora in positions to succeed, and it just took everybody a long time to actually see the bigger picture. And I think that there is a bigger picture here with Craig Counsell and what he thinks and what he thinks he knows in the long run about Michael Busch. And maybe, guess what? I am open to it. I'm not against Michael Busch being in there every day. Trust me.
Sounds like you are.
No, I'm just saying.
In Counsell we trust.
I'm saying that Craig Counsell put Michael Busch in a beautiful position all year to the point where you just laid him out as, from what I heard, could be the starter in the All-Star game as well as you laid that out. Why? Because he was put in a position to succeed in this lineup by the manager. And with, it's not just the manager, the help of the other players and the hitters in the lineup. Lots of things have contributed to the success of Michael Busch.
Matthew Liberatore, does he pitch with his right or his left arm?
He pitches with his left arm. Yes. Michael Busch hit a home run off of Matthew Liberatore on Saturday in a game that the Cardinals beat the Cubs 8-6. I wrote it down right here in big ink.
Biggie,
Bush,
not regularly.
Bush, HR off lefty liberator. I'm rooting for Bush. I'm writing down the evidence too. But I'm also saying that he's had an awesome half of the year. So to like go back and say, boy, if this guy deserved the chance to hit against lefties, how much better could he actually have been? Or did Craig Counsell just make him feel really comfortable in the lineup hitting against those right-handed pitchers for the most part?
Okay, but last year he hit against lefties fine. Would you give me that?
He did. No, absolutely. He did hit against. Because my argument is not to not have Michael Bush hit lefties even going forward. Again, the home run off of Libertor is the third time now that I've mentioned it in the show. Going forward, maybe he does more. But to say like somehow Craig Counsell has unseated his opportunity to be an all-star, I got a problem with that.
Yeah, I think he affected what happened. Now, again, the Matt Olson pick is probably going to happen anyway because he's playing in his home ballpark. But I'm saying if there's an injury and they're like, oh, we need another bat.
There he comes.
Bush over Suzuki is all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
God, man.
And that's what I'm giving you here on Raheem and Harris as Mark Grody is in for Layla.
Such a great question.
Michael Bush has been snubbed, and he deserves to go to the All-Star game more than Seiya.
He's first up. He's first up.
Bush, in my mind.
Bush or Seiya. 312-644-6767.
Yeah, hit us. Let
Bush
us know what you think.
Bush or Seiya. Who's also more valuable to the Cubs?
Also, I'm going to go one further.
Okay, hit me.
There's another guy who's
hit
been
me.
Snubbed more than Seiya Suzuki. Nico Horner.
Interesting.
Now, I say that.
Got a couple texters say that too, by the way.
Oh, they do? Oh,
yeah,
oh, you got the text line now.
Well, I do. How about that?
You have the text line now.
Wait a minute. There was a great text today. Oh, wait. Grody, Almora didn't have the ability to hit three home runs in a game. Horrible take. No, actually, it's not a horrible take. I don't think that texter was watching Albert Almora that year or listening to the point that I was trying to make. We could go back and listen to the callers, and we could go back and listen to the opinions of people. People wanted Albert Almora to play every day for a long time. Joe Maddon knew that he would be exposed, and he was right about that. It's just another example. Different ball player. Yes, I agree. This ball player is better than that ball player, but I stand by it. So, Bears.
So, the other guy that I think has a better case, but he's a victim of the system, which allows one player from every team having to be represented in the All-Star game, is Nico Horner. Brendan Donovan was named the Cardinals' only All-Star, right? And Brendan Donovan has a more robust offensive palette, if you will, in terms of what he does from a power perspective. He's got an OPS that approaches 800. It's not even 800. It approaches 800. And Nico Horner, we know, didn't have any power until just a couple of weeks ago when he had a 3-home run week. But Nico Horner, what he does defensively with defensive runs saved and what he does with the speed, he's actually got a higher WAR than Brendan Donovan. And so because of that, I think he's more deserving. It's just the fact that the rules are the rules. So maybe the bigger question is, should we be looking at the rules here? My answer to that is no. I think the Midsummer Classic represents something, a chance for every baseball fan, no matter what team you follow, to see your team represented. It is an exhibition game in the truest word.
I also think, whether fair or not, probably not fair, because we can all look at the numbers of Nico Horner beyond the slug and the power and all that. It's pretty hard in this day and age to put a guy on the All-Star team that had zero home runs up until the 3-home run barrage. You know what I'm saying? Like, just from, especially from a fan standpoint, if we're looking at that voting, and I know that we're not necessarily talking about that, it's hard to do that because most fans are still not going to look deeply enough into. We know about Nico. Other people don't because you have to dive a little bit.
Also, this is how Dan Uggla became an All-Star.
It's true.
In 2006. He played second base, and he hit bombs.
He did hit bombs.
If you hit bombs as a second
baseman, right.
You're going to go to the All-Star
right.
game.
Like my guy, Brett Boone, back in the day, he hit bombs. Ryan Sandberg, he hit bombs at second base. You're right. Robbie Alomar, he hit bombs
Chase
at second
Utley.
Base.
Bombs.
Chase Utley hit bombs at second. Joe Morgan hit bombs at second base.
So
Darwin Barney hit bombs. No, he didn't. Darwin Barney. Did Darwin Barney ever homer for the Cubs? Ever?
773 with a measured take. I know you enjoy those.
Oh, I do.
Neither answer is wrong. They both deserve the All-Star game. I don't think the major league leader in RBIs has ever not been an All-Star. That's wrong. Hank Greenberg, 1935.
Oh, really?
I'm going to tell you off the top.
But that's a good call by you, Marshall, but that's also a good point by the texter. That is odd to consider that the guy who leads the major leagues in RBIs is not going to the All-Star. I mean, that shows you that it's true. People don't take RBIs as seriously as they once did. It's true.
Yeah, because I think Hank Greenberg that year had almost 200 RBI.
He had 100 at the All-Star break. I want to know what can you do one of your deep dives on the snubbery of Hank Greenberg? What was going on? Can you read me the list and we'll go through the exercise you put me through earlier and try to figure out who is he going to replace, Grody? Who is he going to replace on that All-Star team if you're saying Hank Greenberg should be on the list?
I think the thing back then was maybe RBIs didn't have the effect. So he had 103 RBI at the All-Star break in 1935.
God, and he didn't make the All-Star
team? He finished
team?
The season with 170.
We live in a world where Brian LaHare made an All-Star team, and that guy can't get onto the All-Star squad with 100 RBIs?
By the way, that 103 was a record.
At that point in the season?
No, I think it still stands.
Through how many games? Through
whatever, I'm not sure how many games. That's a good question.
Yeah.
But he also had 25 home runs. He was hitting .317 at the time.
Okay, what happened here? What happened?
To make matters worse, he was snubbed by his own manager, Mickey Cochran.
Jesus.
Instead choosing
Cochran,
Lou Gehrig, and Jimmy Fox over Greenberg.
Oh.
So.
Oh, Lou Gehrig. Okay. But still, 103 RBIs in 1942, you say? Right?
Their stats weren't even close to Greenberg.
Wait,
Gehrig only had 11 homers and 51 RBIs. Meanwhile, Fox, 13 home runs and 50 RBIs. But he was only 24 years old, and in his eyes, he would have to wait because he was only 24.
Oh, my God.
He didn't make the All-Star team until 1939.
That's right.
So that's how that went. You wanted to know, so.
No, I did. No, I appreciate that.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
That's how that went. All right, time for a timeout. When we come back, we continue our conversation about baseball, but it takes a somber turn because when the White Sox won the World Series, I remember who was on the mound at the end of that. Bobby Jenks. We're going to discuss his life, his legacy, the White Sox closer, and his life cut extremely short because of stomach cancer. Bobby Jenks discussion when we return with more Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody, and for Layla on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cool. Line drive, caught it first, and that's the ball game. They are celebrating on the south side. Back in the postseason for the first time since 2000, the Chicago White Sox are the 2005 American League Central Division champions.
Bobby Jenks has certainly earned his spurs with this White Sox ball club. That was a huge save.
Tying run at second, two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
Those are the memories White Sox fans will think of when they think of Bobby Jenks, who passed away after dealing with stomach cancer, stage 4, last week at the too early age of 44 years of age. A guy who will forever be associated with the 2005 World Series championship. The guy who recorded the final out. And just a really sad thing to talk about here on Rahimi and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla. Is Mark, I never knew Bobby Jenks, but I certainly cheered for him as a lifelong White Sox fan, remembering that 2005 year when I really didn't think the White Sox were going to win at all. I was just kind of along for the ride, right? And I know you had the privilege of covering him. And what I've learned and what I understand is this was just a fun guy having fun. And he was out here blazing, throwing triple-digit heat and meaning so much to a White Sox team, finishing second all-time in saves only to Bobby Thigpen in franchise history. And it's just a situation where you knew he was sick. You knew he was dealing with this. And you would hope, okay, you know, he'll find a way to bounce back. He's not doing well, but maybe. And then the suddenness of it all is what struck me, Mark. The suddenness of, oh, Bobby's gone. And I think we as a city, Chicago White Sox as an organization, the fan base, all just trying to process what he meant in each person's life, whether it was just a fan, a friend, a teammate, or someone who managed and worked with him. It's tough, man. The older you get, the more people, like my dad used to always tell me, you end up going to way more funerals than you do weddings when you get to a certain age.
Yeah.
And I think I'm at that age. So it just tragic what happened to him. And I know he has the entire support and had the entire support of a city and a fan base behind him.
Yeah, I second that, and well put by you. Yeah, and I had a blast covering Bobby Jenks. I had a blast covering the 2005 White Sox. Like, I covered a lot of the regular season. I covered every inch of the postseason run wherever the White Sox went. I was going. I went to Boston. I went to Anaheim. I went to Houston. Saw the whole thing. Reported on, covered Bobby Jenks' entire career. He was called up in July of that. That's the wild part. Like, he was one of those guys that was, you know, he was a reason why. He was because of the White Sox winning the World Series. He gets called up. He only had six saves in the regular season of 2005, but he was awesome in the postseason. Saves in game 1 and 4 of the World Series. He did have a blown save in game 2. They still won that game, obviously. He also famously, and I remember because it was all hands on deck, man, he had a scoreless 11th and 12th inning in the 14-inning game in Houston in the World Series. He was also the third closer on the White Sox that year because, as you might recall, Shingo Takatsu was the...
I remember.
The wiffle ball pitcher.
Yes.
What was that pitch he had? It was like a wiffle pitch or something. There was some name. He came. One of his pitches had a name. But anyway, Shingo Takatsu was here, and then they decided we want somebody to throw a little bit harder. Dustin Hermanson came in as the closer. And then they're like, okay, there's this cat who is troubled in Anaheim. There's trouble in Anaheim, I tell you, with this Angels guy who is throwing 101 miles per hour. He's a big boy. He's a big boy. He likes to drink just a little bit. But he came to the White Sox, and you got the best case scenario out of Bobby Jenks for a couple of years.
6'4", 275. He was not a small human.
He was a big in, man. And he was a big old boy.
And he kind of threw his weight around. You know, like, you know how some people are big, but they're like soft spoken, and you know, this guy was out here letting you know, I'm here. Let's go. Let's have fun. Let's do all the things. Let's listen into what AJ Brzezinski, his teammate, had to say on CHSN on what Bobby Jenks meant to that 05 team.
Well, I think Ozzie tells a story where we saw him first in spring training, and he was this gigantic man that threw even harder. And when he came up, we didn't know what to expect, really, because everyone had heard it was like he was like a mythical figure, right, Ozzie? I mean, he was like a mythical figure, this Bobby Jenks guy that throws 100 and is out of the woods of Eastern Washington, Idaho, up there, and you're just like, what is this guy all about? And then you got to know Bobby, and he had a great heart, and he meant well. And I tell people, he threw 100 before 100 was cool, right? Before everyone threw 100, he was a legit 100 with cut, had a filthy breaking ball, great slider, threw it over the plate. And you know what the thing about Bobby was? He was like a 12-year-old, and he was like a 12-year-old kid away from the field, and he grew up a lot in that time. And to just looking back, he was a prankster, Ozzie. He would do pranks on people. He made bad decisions. We all made some bad decisions. But Bobby, at the end of the day, meant well, and he will be sorely, sorely missed.
Is gregarious a good way to describe Bobby Jenks as someone who dealt with him personally?
I don't know if gregarious is the right word, because that maybe he was that way with the players in the clubhouse, because gregarious usually says to me, and maybe I'm wrong, when I hear gregarious, I hear somebody who is outspoken, who talks a lot, who is very social. I didn't necessarily get that from a media perspective out of Bobby Jenks. I mean, he was always just sort of like, he was always very excited, and there was a, what was the word that AJ Brzezinski used? Not childish, but
said childlike.
Childlike, yeah. That's
like a 12-year-old.
That's spot on. That's because when I think of Bobby Jenks in the White Sox locker room, I think of a guy with wide eyes, kind of smiling, and basically answering questions about us, asking him about how great he is. How about that 100-mile-per-hour pitch that you threw with cut to get that last guy out? And he's like, oh, yeah, man, that was crazy, wasn't it? He kind of looked at us like, oh, yeah, that was nuts, was it? How about that inside? Like, so he did have this childlike demeanor. So I don't know if gregarious is exuberant. maybe. Okay.
Exuberance,
a little bit better of a word for me when it comes to Bobby Jenks, because it was all new to him, like, because he was a rookie, and it just everything was just cool and neat and fun, and oh wow, I didn't think a month ago I would be in this position because the Angels didn't really know about me. Now he's got, and I know this is hard for people to imagine, now he's got 40 media people around his locker. I know, that sounds crazy to think of a White Sox game, but I was part of those packs trying for time with Bobby Jenks, and it was always just this, oh yeah, man, it's awesome. It's awesome what we're doing here.
Discussing Bobby Jenks' life and legacy here with Mark Grody on Raheemy and Harris, and you know, it's interesting because the way that we talk about him, you do forget that he was a rookie when the White Sox won the World Series. You just remember he was the guy who was coming in throwing the heat. And he may have been in a state of, I don't know what I don't know yet because this is all so new to me.
That's a great way to put it.
Just along for the ride. You know, sometimes you're messing around with like some game or some task that's supposed to be tough, hard, complicated. And because you don't know how hard or tough or complicated it's supposed to be, you do well at it until someone explains to you, oh, well, you know, usually people don't, and you're like, oh, now you start overthinking it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And you, that's so well put, and he personified that because, again, it was the media who would tell him, as often is the case with rookies or even young players, the media doing the work and say, hey, you just struck out five straight guys, or you just threw 100 miles per hour four straight times. And his reaction was always, like, if I had to put it all together, it was always, oh, that's awesome, man. That's great. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's cool. That's great.
So there was him on the field, on that pitcher's mound, intimidating hitters, but also he was a fun-loving guy when he wasn't between the lines. Don Cooper joined Mully and Rami on Mully and Haw earlier today and was talking about how Bobby Jenks loved to have fun in the clubhouse.
Bobby was an interesting character. You know, listen, there was one story I remember. This is just a personal one. I remember the first trip he went on, he got on the plane. You know, and he was behind me. You know, I was like in row four. He was in row five. And I heard him on the phone talking to somebody. He goes, you're not going to believe it. He's whoever he's talking to, you're not going to believe this. They just brought me a whole plate of food, and I'm having a Jack and Coke, and it's free. You know, it was, you know, Bobby enjoyed it. Bobby likes to have a good time, you know, and Bobby was a challenge for coaches, but not he was different, but not bad different, you know. Bobby was just a lovable, good. He liked having a good time. He liked playing practical jokes. He liked messing around, and when he got out there, he took care of business. So you had to love him, and he had a good heart. Another story I remember. And I was thinking about this last night because I knew we were going to talk. And, it's hard, like, if you don't prepare, you know, a little bit for your answers. Now, we were playing a day game in Milwaukee. And I don't know. I don't really remember, to tell you the truth. It was regular season. You know, it might have been an exhibition game, but I don't think so. I think it was regular season. We're playing in Milwaukee, and the place, there's hardly anybody in it. And Bobby had this little joke he used to play. He could make like a bomb, you know, like, and I'm not even going to talk about like how he did it, but it would explode, and it wasn't harmful to anybody. It couldn't hurt anybody or anything like that, but it scared the wits out of everybody. And he did a bomb in the bullpen in Milwaukee. And let me tell you, if he did it nowadays, people would think there was a terrorist attack coming because it was that loud. And he got the biggest kick out of that because it scared the wits out of everybody.
Who doesn't love a good practical joke? Let's be honest. Are you the type of person, if someone plays a practical joke on you, that you get upset that the practical joke was played on you, or you're just like, that was funny?
Oh, I usually appreciate it because I've played my fair share.
But that probably sums up Bobby Jenks pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. But a texter nailed it. And something tells me this texter might have been a fellow reporter or somebody who had contact with him. Obviously, he was soft-spoken, happy to be there, always available, very approachable, a big kid full of personality. That's probably the better, because we didn't get to see all that, but he was a very quiet kid with the media, but he also had a very lovable look about him, just because he was big. He had a big kind of pudgy face, about very young, big big pudgy face as well. So it was like he kind of came across that way. But yeah, he was an interesting character for sure.
708 on the text line. He was so good with kids. There's extra O's in that. So I was a vendor at the time, and he would always go out of his way to be extra nice to the fans by the bullpen, especially the kids. Also, 708, Jinx, AJ, Ozzy exemplified the White Sox fan base. Highly relatable, fun, and they were winners.
They were winners, and it was just a great season. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, that's – we always talk about that with winning – teams like the White Sox, there's always going to be those great stories, and that's what Bobby Jenks was for the 2005 White Sox. He was a great story, highly necessary, but we could talk about this another time, and I'm sure we will with the anniversary coming up, but there were so many guys like that on that 2005 White Sox team that you didn't necessarily expect to get great performances from, the Cliff Polites of the world, guys like that that you have to have to win a World Series.
More coming up on Bobby Jenks in 12:25. We'll have Chuck Garfine from CHSN come on and talk to us a little about him, as well as the White Sox in general. You are listening to Raheemi and Harris on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app and the iHeart Radio app. When we come back, it's halftime. Would you give up your seat to a crying child? That's the question we pose ahead on halftime here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
You know what the music means. Just about halfway through the show here on Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody, happy enough to hang out on Monday. And we've talked about the Cubs and how they have burst on, I don't know, it's been more of a slow cook. They haven't burst on anything. They are. We checked on them in the crock pot. They are doing just fine in first place in the National League Central, third best record in baseball, and feeling very good after a 5-1 homestand with just a week to go until the All-Star break. We did talk about the All-Star game, the snubs. My belief is that Nico Hoerner and more so Michael Bush are bigger snubs than Seiya Suzuki. Not arguing that Seiya doesn't have his own case to be an All-Star. Shane Smith is an All-Star. We talked about that. Colson Montgomery exploding onto the scene. Coors Field, the perfect place to drop him off. And we talked about the passing of one Bobby Jenks as well. I want to take this time to let you know that if you keep listening to our show, you will get a chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview on Wednesday, July 23rd, featuring special guest Michael Bush, the aforementioned. Baseball After Dark, presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire, join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories.
Guess what? I'm going to see Jurassic Park on Thursday and then going to Wildfire. Just want to let you know, since you're talking about Wildfire over there.
Well, I just want to let you know that, that was not a good movie.
Oh, no.
My brother and I watched it, and my brother was very upset that we watched that movie. And the only reason we watched that movie and not F1 is because F1 wasn't going to start till 10 o'clock, and I was like, that's too late for me.
What do you think happens in the movie? Does, like, a dinosaur escape or something? Do you think that happens?
Yeah, but it was apparently there was a bad...
Bad acting.
Oh, really?
It's probably Scarlett Johansson's worst performance
I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
I was like, wow, they're putting real stars back in.
Yeah, so enjoy that movie, Cody.
Yeah, that's just great. Thanks, man. You just ruined my Thursday.
I hope it's a date, though, so I hope that goes well for you.
It's halftime.
Bears.
Okay, so here's a story, guys.
Hot.
And this is not a brand new story, but I saw it over the weekend. I was like, what? So there was this passenger who ended up getting put all over social media, going viral, because a fellow passenger filmed her getting on a plane and a crying child was in her seat. She told the parent to move the crying child, and this passenger, not related to the incident, decided to take their phone out and film her and say, this woman would not give up her seat to a crying child. And I thought, why are you doing that? She bought the seat. That's where she's supposed to sit. Let me tell you something. The way my knee works, I get the exit row seat at least every time. And if someone is in my exit row seat, I'm going to be like, sorry.
Excuse me.
You got to get up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But
so here's the good news about this. Her name is Jennifer Castro. She's 29. She's a bank employee in Brazil. She unexpectedly rose to social media fame. Her Instagram skyrocketed to 2.1 million followers after this.
Oh, no!
Leading her to secure multiple brand deals as an influencer.
What?
Now, she's also filed a suit against the airline, GOL Airlines, I guess that's Gol Airlines, to seek compensation and distress for the damages caused by the ordeal. And she also filed against the fellow passenger who filmed her. Citing quote unquote judicial secrecy, Castro declined to reveal the amount and would not show the legal paperwork. She wants to prevent similar public shaming and what she called unauthorized exposure in the future. Would you guys give up your seat to a kid if you paid extra for your seat?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure. What about you guys back there? Robbie, Ray.
Now, what did Michael Jordan say about kids? Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
I believe it is the fifth letter of the alphabet. Is that right?
A, B, C, D,
Six. Sixth letter of the alphabet.
It's the letter F, people.
Yeah.
For me, it's going to be like it has to be a very
certain situation, right? Like, what is the kid just being a brat and throwing a temper tantrum crying? Nah, I ain't doing that. But if it's like a young kid who's just frightened and looks scared, like I might do it in that situation. But if it's just some brat throwing a tantrum, I'm not giving up the seat I paid for. No.
Yeah, it does need a little context. You're right. Because if the child is trouble.
There are other seats on that plane. Why are you in mine?
Yeah, but it does depend on if the kid is sitting there shaking, scared to be on an airplane, petrified, like he looks like he's going to throw up, like he's turning pale.
But why is he in your seat?
I know, but just we can't ask the why. The question is, would you move the kid over?
I would give the parent, if it's that serious, an opportunity to pay me for the seat that I bought.
That is true. That's where parenting needs to take place.
Also, parents need to understand the word no is something you teach your kids early.
Right. Mr. Marshall needs to sit down here. Mr. Marshall has had a lot of surgeries in the last year. Mr. Marshall is getting older.
Or he's just an old. Let the old man sit down.
I can't call you an old because I'm the oldest representative here on the show.
Okay.
I'm the oldest senator on the show. Yes.
If I ruled the world, though, and I was in charge of the
imagine
planes,
that.
Like I would. Oh, that'd be a scary world. Josh Giddey, everybody. It's just like if I owned a plane, I think I would just have a playpen for kids that was soundproof because there is nothing more annoying than that kid crying on the plane. And there's nothing they can do. Like their ears are popping or everything. But I'm one of those people, I would implement a soundproof box.
Put the
on
kid
a plane.
On the floor next to the service dog.
Wow.
About that.
Wow.
Put the kid in a box.
All right, got one
what
more for you.
What was that?
Some of you may be happy with this. Chuck E. Cheese announces
the
launch
in the box.
Were you doing Alice in Chains?
That's what I was doing.
Exactly.
I'm the kid in the box.
What if we put an adult in a box? I've got a story right here about adults in a box. Chuck E. Cheese announces the launch of adult locations across the United States, calling them Chuck's Arcade.
Oh boy.
Chuck E. Cheese has launched Chuck's Arcade, a spinoff for arcade for adults with 10 locations across 8 states. Florida, Connecticut, Oklahoma, New York, Georgia, Texas, New Hampshire, and Missouri. I know no Illinois, but more locations are planned. The arcades feature a mix of new and classic games where players can win tickets for toys and tokens, similar to the original Chuck E. Cheese. Visitors can also purchase Chuck's arcade merchandise and retro Chuck E. Cheese apparel. Iconic animatronic characters from Munch's Make-Believe Band are present, but they do not perform, standing as displays instead. Only the Kansas City location, called Chuck's Arcade and Pizzeria, offers food, including pizza, chicken wings, soft drinks, ices, and beer or wine for those over 21. This venture targets adults and lifelong fans, offering a nostalgic gaming experience. The most disturbing of that news is that they won't have pizza at every location.
That's good, considering the pizza that exists. I would imagine that they would upgrade and they wouldn't use.
What's wrong with Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Oh my god, dude! Have you had Chuck E. Cheese? By the way,
it's been a few decades.
Yeah, so I have nieces and nephews, so that was a go-to for me. And the pizza, like, I am not a picky eater, and like, especially when it comes to pizza, like, I'll eat bad pizza. I don't care, and I'll be happy. But Chuck E. Cheese's, yeah, no, it is made for the children. I mean, I get what they're doing. You don't have to do a lot to please the children. Put a little, you know, watered-down, sugary marinara sauce, cheese, and maybe meat. They just love cheese, so it's a perfect formula. But I've not had great success with... And you know how we're talking about this. When we were kids, it was Showbiz Pizza Place. That was the original.
And then Chuck E. Cheese took over.
And, you know, it's actually funny because it's Chuck E. Cheese's. I know. I always said Chuck E. Cheese. There's an S on the end, which is very awkward.
That's what the
nieces and nephews told me.
Wait,
yeah.
Is there an S on the end?
Chuck E. Cheese's. I know.
No, there's not.
I'm
just looking at it right here.
There's no S on the end.
Your nieces and nephews.
You're one of those.
Doing the
you to everything?
Hey, the Chuck E. Cheese's.
Are you going down to Walmart's?
Oh, my God.
That's what they're doing.
Either that or my nieces and nephews are dumb.
It's not Sam's Club.
Come on, can we go to the Chuck E. Cheese's over there?
Do you do your shopping at Costco's?
Did I fall for this? My nieces and nephews talked me into it being...
Wow. You're so malleable.
You know what?
I'm telling you, man, at one point in time, it was called Chuck E. Cheese's.
No,
never?
It wasn't. Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I done got taken.
It's okay.
We learned. In the pre-show meeting, Marshall asked me if I knew what Chuck E. Cheese was. I know what Chuck E. Cheese
is. Why would you ask
that? I owe Robbie Triano an apology.
Yeah, it was Chuck E. Cheese and laser tag. Those were the two hangouts that you would have every birthday party at.
Yeah, I used to love that spot, man, when I was a kid because of the animatronics, you know, the band.
Oh, my God. They were scary, though, man.
Yeah, but I loved it. It scared the crap out of me, but then I loved it, you know?
Well, there they go again.
Going back to showbiz.
And then I think the scariest part is when they're not on and it's just frozen and there's these frozen animals.
No, the scariest part is when they're frozen and then they turn them on and you're like, oh.
Right. And they have these odd mechanical moves and whatnot. Odd. Yeah.
Grody, when was the last time you had Chuck E. Cheese pizza? It's legit now, fresh and good. Trust me, that's 847.
Okay.
Also, 847, Chuck's Arcade should feature an animatronic Charles Barkley. I like that.
Wow, that would be epic.
Maybe you had Chuck E. Cheese's pizza. You didn't have Chuck E. Cheese
and maybe
pizza.
I did go to Chuck E. Cheese's.
773, it's not the Jules, Grody.
That's true. So I'm actually very proud of my nieces and nephews for adding the unnecessary S at a young age. Grody, daily learning.
How many bears does Chuck E. Cheese's get?
Chuck E. Cheese's, they get 7.5 bears and 9.5 bears to my nieces and nephews for the unnecessary S. Aww. Yes.
Oh, we brought it back. Aww. We brought it back. All right, up next.
They're just babies.
Up next, not babies. We got grown man questions and grown women. And maybe even for some of the kids if you're PG-13. Right. Yeah, it's halftime. It's up next on Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody, and for Layla on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.